Why is my job search taking so long? That is the question I'll be answering on today's Answering Your Job Search Questions segment. Hi, and if this is your first time here, my name is Dr. Tega Edwin. I'm a career counselor and coach, and I help women who are unhappy at work exit soul-sucking jobs so they can find a fulfilling career and job search with confidence. Answering Your Job Search Questions is a new podcast segment where I'll be answering questions I get around not just job search, to be honest, but career development in general. So if you have a question you'd like to hear me answer on a future podcast episode, feel free to send it to us at podcast@hercareerdoctor.com via email. So email us your question to podcast@hercareerdoctor.com. Okay, so let's get into today's question. Why is my job search taking so long? Well, the first thing I would say to that is, how are you defining so long? Because I want us to pause and put things in perspective. The average job search takes 3 to 6 months. So if you've been job searching for 1 month, 2 months, even 3 months, to be honest, and you're like, I'm not getting a job offer. What's going on? It's not working. You're getting frustrated. You're getting discouraged. And you're wondering, why is this process taking so long? Well, you need to put things in context and realize that you actually haven't been at it for that long, even if it can feel like you have, okay? The average job search takes anywhere from 3 to 6 months, depending on your industry and the kind of role that you're looking for. It takes longer for some people, especially for potentially some higher level roles. And it takes shorter for some people, depending on the kind of transition you're trying to make and your network. Okay, so that's the first step I would say is, how are you defining so long? Have you been doing this for at least 4 months? If not, you probably haven't reached the so long mark just yet. Now, that being said, if you have been at this for 8 months or more, and you haven't been getting results, meaning you're getting interviews, but you're not getting offer, or you're not getting offers at all, and you've been actively job searching for about 8 months, then some things might be off. And I want to point out the word I just used there, actively job searching. So you can't be out here submitting one application, you know, a month, and you've been doing this for only 3 months, and you're like, why is this taking so long? That's not how it works. The job search is a part-time job at very best, and a full-time job at worst, meaning it can take it does take time to job search actively. It takes time to network with people, to have conversations, to edit your materials, to submit applications, to talk to recruiters, to upskill, to research companies. All of that takes time. So that's the other thing I would even say before I jump into what I was going to say about, what might be going wrong is, are you doing it actively and how long have you been doing it for? Okay. Now, all that being said, if your job search is taking 8 months or longer, then a few things might be happening, okay? One is that you are not marketing yourself well for the roles that you're applying for, so you're not getting interviews. And when I say marketing yourself, that's across different mediums. How are you marketing yourself on your resume, on your LinkedIn profile, on your cover letters, in conversations with people, in emails? Like, I'm using that word marketing intentionally because when you start job searching, you automatically become a marketer. You are marketing and selling your skills, your skill set, your value add to the organization that you're applying to. So if you're not marketing yourself well, you'll not be getting interviews, and that could extend the time frame of your job search. Another thing that might be happening is that you're not positioning yourself and your value add well in interviews, so you're not getting job offers. So if you find that you're regularly getting interviews, regularly, getting screening, maybe recruiters are reaching out to you for that first conversation, but then there's no follow-up or nothing, it doesn't pan out to an offer, then you are not positioning yourself well in the interviews. Positioning yourself meaning you're not interviewing well, you're potentially not answering the questions that they're asking you clearly, you're also not talking about your value add, you're not showing the value that you will bring to the table, to this specific role, and to this organization. You might not be adequately articulating your knowledge of the role, your knowledge of the company, and their needs. And so if you don't position yourself and your value add well, you might not be getting any job offers. And again, that can extend the timeline of your job search. And then you just might be applying to unaligned roles, to be honest. meaning that either you are under or overqualified for the roles you're applying for. And the longer you apply to unaligned roles, the longer your job search process is, because you will not be getting interviews, you will not be getting job offers, okay? Or you might be making one of three critical errors that could also be causing you to be spinning your wheels in your job search. And I break down what those three critical errors are in my job search training. I have a complimentary job search training where I break down those three critical mistakes and how to overcome them. If you visit learn.jobsearchsimplify.com, you can register for a training time slot that works for you and your schedule. Again, that link is learn.jobsearchsimplify.com. You can also find it in the episode description or our show notes. So there you have it, why your job search might be taking as long as it's taken. That's it for today's segment. I hope you found this helpful. See you in the next episode. Bye.